Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance.
Yo, Key, why Roger Goodell tower over Bryce Young like that?
Hey, it is what it is.
Someone explain this one.
I didn't see that shot before. That's a different shot right there.
Like they had the same sides.
Someone explain this one.
Wow, I didn't see
why did one. I have to stay up until the Giants pick?
23.
We get up at
because the Giants
the
are
morning.
A good football team, and they
yeah,
pick
but
it
like,
back in.
Why couldn't I just wake up this morning and find out what happened? I'm
doesn't
an idiot.
Work, doesn't work that way. You're excited about your opportunity and your team. You know, it's just like I didn't sleep Wednesday night. And then Lakers my game. Nap yesterday was ruined because I had knots and pits in my stomach. And I just, even though I was drafted a million years ago, every year, it just, it's something about it. You just feel that way. Excited to see. I even had a few, you know, watery eyes. And
you got the eye drops ready?
No, I'm saying I had when guys was getting drafted.
Oh, which ones? Which ones got you?
It was a couple. CJ Stroud got me.
Yeah.
He got me at the two
that,
spot.
That was an emotional one.
Was it?
Go Ohio
State. He got me because when you know, see, I know the kid from here in L.A. I know him from Rancho Cucamonga. I helped him get into the Elite 11 Passing Academy camp, not the Manning camp. So I helped him get in. So when you know somebody, kind of just know him, and you see it happening, and you understand that you've gone through this journey before, Jay, so you know life-changing, all of those sort of things. And when you look at the kids, Jalen Carter got me because of all the stuff that was being said about him. And then all of a sudden, this kid is drafted, and you looking at all the beautiful people with him that he now, his family and everything, brothers and sisters and mommies and daddies, and it's just a different feeling in a different world. So you get chills in your body for that.
Key,
first off, I just want to say, so I want to fill the basketball quota for today before we get the show started with all the breaking NFL news. Trae Young, 0-7 in the fourth quarter. That's your king!
Wrong okay. Young this morning.
Just wanted to state that for the record. Basketball quota is full. The CJ
Haley
Stroud
Van
thing,
you want to talk that? You want to talk yeah. LSU?
Or we could talk Haley Van Lith to LSU.
It feels like her going to LSU is a bigger story than the Celtics closing out the Hawks.
Running the back, man. Caitlin Clark, okay. Paige Beckers, okay. Good luck with that. Oof. Key, when they panned over to CJ Stroud.
No, they paneled.
They paneled over? Is it panel? Who says it has to be panned? Who came up with that?
You the one said panel, not me.
You just
what
said
I want to know is what
me.
Are you putting
pan.
In the car panels?
I said it because you said it. I said
I never said it. When did I say it? Never said it.
Not on live air. Okay.
Never said it.
But
when it panned over to CJ though, when he's just sitting there in the chair, and you just see it, and some guy's voice on social is like, yeah, just let it settle in, just let it sit, yeah, let it sit in. Like that moment, Key, where you just – I don't know when that moment happened for you. Was it when you were walking up to shake the commissioner's hand or when you were sitting there, like when you just – it all came that this blank is really going – it's really happening right now. I just heard my name called.
Yeah, I didn't shed tears or nothing like that at the time. Because I had already anticipated – look at that suit.
You already knew.
Yeah, I had kind of – that was already over with days and you know, days before, weeks before. I had already kind of knew. Plus, mentally, these things are challenging because if you play with your mind a certain way, it will destroy you during the draft. Instead of what I did is I said, no matter what, it's life-changing.
Yeah,
hell, if I win the third round, I'm good. Well, I would, you know what I'm saying.
Well, if you win the third round, you wouldn't be in the green room, though. Like, you would not I know, but you know, like, Will Levis. What? Will Levis last night, it's like, that was hard for me to, it's always hard for me to watch.
Know what made it worse? Know what made it worse with Will Levis? His mom hugging him and stuff. If I'm Will Levis, I'm there going, Ma, don't, no, you're making it worse.
Every pick, though, was like, Will Levis. Now back to Will Levis.
I want to get back to C.J. Stroud.
It's
and
a
why,
guide every single year, though.
I want to get back to C.J. Stroud for a second, Key, and why it's like an emotional thing. Whether or not you know Stroud, it's so funny how this is like created by us in the media, right? And then we pay it off. So, Key, you always say, like, did his stock really fall, though? Or it's just what we know, right? So the media spins. It's all C.J. Stroud's there at 2. He's always going to go 2, it looks like, right? But the story is, oh, my God, he's falling. He's falling. So because of all of that, it seems like he's been through this big ordeal. And when he got drafted 2nd overall, it felt emotional because he's redeemed, right? He comes through and he goes 2nd overall. Aha, I showed you. But there was never anything there, right? Apparently.
It's just
us spinning stories about it based on these little fragments of information we get.
And what happens of the fragments of little information that's out in the world, he hears that. His family hears that.
Right.
His agent hears that. And it becomes stressful for him. Because he's sitting there saying, that's a bunch of you know what. I didn't do that. Or that's a lie. Or why are they treating me this way? And then all of a sudden, somebody else jumps in front of him. And then another team, well, they really don't like him. And so he's hearing this. He's only human. And he goes from a $40 million guy to a $10 million. So you plan, like I said, emotions in your mind, and it messes with you up until the point that you're drafted.
We
so
pump
now,
all
like
that
you
up.
Said, yeah. Like you said, though, Max, now all of a sudden the guy's drafted. It's like, I told you. You know,
yes.
And so it touches people like me and Jay that's watching. Because we sit there hoping and praying that the things that's out there is not true.
Yeah, and I've always been a C.J. Stroud fan. I keep bringing his name up because I thought he was extremely talented. I'm glad to see him go to the Texans. I mean, Key, last night, the Texans made the move to me. Like, understanding, like, how loaded the AFC is, that division with Jacksonville making the playoffs. Like, Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans, like, making that jump, not only to have the 2nd pick, but moving up to get the 3rd pick, to get Will Anderson. It's like, okay, we're making a splash. Here's our quarterback, and here's our edge rusher. And this is how we're making a splash to show you this is how we're building our franchise.
You know what it felt like to me? What the Texans did, though, by trading up, and they bought a certain kind of, like, almost it felt to me like brand insurance. They got the nice, safe picks that check every box, right? Whereas I was thinking the Texans, with those 2 picks, you figure out a way to snag Jalen Carter and Hendon Hooker, who I think maybe are better than the 2 guys they took. But they come with more issues. They're not as kind of safe a pick, right? Like Hendon Hooker is a little older, and he had the injury. Oh, so what? But still, it's coming off an ACL, right? And then Jalen Carter,
Are those really issues? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Like, so you're young.
When you look at it more closely, I don't see the issues, but I think they were out there.
I don't know because I don't have his scouting report from all the teams or whatnot, and I didn't go do the interviews or investigations on his entire stay at Georgia. I don't know if it was just the incident when they lost the teammate and speed racing down the highway. I don't know if that was just the issue, if there was other things that was there from previous years or something. Like, I have no idea.
Showing up a little overweight, they mentioned during the coverage.
His little bit overweight. His pro day wasn't the greatest pro day in the world.
Just when I hear that, you go through something like that, are we just expecting somebody just to bounce back? I don't know if there were
other teams
issues
that took him off the board now.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if there are other issues prior to
that. It's a great point that you're making, though, Jay.
You go through something as traumatic as that, and for people just to think that you're supposed to bounce back just because you've
You get a little depressed. You get upset. You eat. You maybe miss the gym a little bit.
Somebody else, manager, pass. Like, it takes a minute to get acclimated, to find your equilibrium, man.
Yeah, totally, but at the end, that's why at the end of the day, it's important if you're an organization to do your due diligence at the level and understand who this individual is so you can pull that trigger. I mean, there's not one guy
I felt like Micah Parsons last night. I walked out of my room watching the Eagles.
The Eagles also had several of his other teammates. As you could tell, they've dove into the University of Georgia, and they've been there for a couple years doing their due diligence and understanding who the kid is, and not only him, his teammates. So they can go to the teammates and say, what's the deal with him? They're able to say, no, man, he's a good dude. He just had this. He did that. He's a good dude.
The Eagles were just in the Super Bowl. They came very close to winning, and Jalen Hurts balled out, right?
Yeah.
Last year, they get their guy. They get their big middle of the Georgia defense tackle. Then N'Kobe Dean is sitting there in the third round, and he's like the leader and the heart and soul of the defense, linebacker, and they grab him. And then this year, Jalen Carter, everyone saw that coming if he was still there. Sure enough, he was still there for the Eagles, and the Eagles don't overthink it. They just take the best guy. What I didn't know until this morning, because I passed out after the Giants pick at 25, I see our text chain, and people are like, oh, the Eagles. And I'm like, yeah, Jalen Carter. I didn't even realize, it didn't even occur to me. So I look at the end of the draft. They got Nolan Smith.
Yeah.
I thought the Giants might take Nolan Smith. He was the best guy on the board, I think, for a while he was on there. They just took the whole – the Georgia front seven is considered one of the best in the history of college football. They got four dudes off that front seven.
And Nolan Smith can go.
Can go.
Yeah, he pick him up and put him down. He's 4-3 guy at the linebacker.
Damn. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And then, Key, I was shocked to see two running backs going in the top 12 of the draft.
Yeah, two.
Yeah, I didn't
expect Gibbs to go that high to 12. I mean, that.
But Detroit decided to do what they needed to do.
What they gonna do with Swift?
As I told you, Max, before. Mm-hmm. Yeah, don't take a running back. If you feel that guy can play.
Especially pass catchers. Yeah, especially pass catchers.
Well, you got Gibbs and you got Montgomery. So, I mean, what are you going to do with Swift?
Yes, you can find running backs in the later part of the rounds. There's no Pacheco, seventh round pick, Kansas City.
You mentioned Kamara. You know, he was in a lot of running backs going the second round.
You can
Chubb went in the second
round. You can find running backs. Yeah. But if you feel that guy at the top of the draft is capable and helping you change everything in your organization, you do it.
Especially if you can catch passes.
Are you making fun of me for edge rusher?
Like a receiver. So the Colts took a quarterback. Indeed, took a quarterback, but not the guy.
Not what you think.
Expected.
Jay's neighborhood.
We're
Keyshawn,
back.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So, I'll tell you what, the Colts took the quarterback. And they went with a guy who's raw, but with high upside, big, strong arm. But it wasn't the guy that many thought it would be. Todd McShay, ESPN NFL draft analyst on SportsCenter with Scott Van Pelt on why Will Levis has still not been drafted out of the first round and Anthony Richardson went to Indianapolis. What's up, Todd?
You look at the 23 interceptions the last 2 years, that's only two guys that were worse than him, and they both had at least 300 pass attempts in Aiden O'Connell and Sam Hartman. So the percentage of turnovers was a big problem. I think inside the pocket, the biggest thing studying tape was inside the pocket when he was bottled up a little bit and pressure started to come. I don't think he trusted his eyes, and he didn't quite see the whole field. That was a big issue. He came off as kind of not having ideal personality and maybe some arrogance and some cockiness in his meetings. That's a team-by-team basis. But ultimately, the turnovers and the style of play, too, is an issue because he plays the quarterback position like a linebacker, and we saw the toll it took on his body this past year. A lot of teams I talked to are worried that he's going to be a Carson Wentz case when it's all said and done if he doesn't learn how to protect his body better.
Key, ain't it crazy from two people that have been in the draft, like before the draft occurs, you start hearing talk about top four quarterback selection, top 15 draft pick. Like, could he be as high as, you know, 7 or 8 or, you know, 5 or 6? And all of a sudden, just like when that moment comes in the draft and just it pivots so quickly, and then all of a sudden they start talking about all the things you can't do or the challenges that you have, or, you know, oh, he's going
to
be.
That's what happened to me, Jay. That's why I went undrafted.
Just so quick, though, Key. So quick, it just pivots. And you're like, whoa, hold on a second. A day before, I was rising up the draft charts. Now I'm dropping down.
Because the thing that's disqualifying for the high for the team with the high pick is disqualifying for the next team too, et cetera, right?
Every team in the draft do their own research on the individual. But when you really pay attention to him, I never felt like he was the top dude all along anyway. I felt like a certain region, a certain team, he could potentially fit because of the style of the history sort of thing. When you look at the Indianapolis Colts based on the history of their quarterbacks and what they liked, what Jim Irsay liked, what he always reached for and put inside that building, I felt like, okay, this is the only guy that fits that model. There's nobody else that fits that model. Bryce Young doesn't fit it. C.J. Stroud doesn't fit it. Hendon Hooker doesn't fit it. Anthony Richardson doesn't fit it. But then when Steichen became the head coach there, now you start to think differently based on where he comes from in the style of offense that he had success in, which is Philadelphia. When you look at the quarterback, who's the quarterback? It's Jalen Hurts. Who most resemble, I think I said that right, yeah. Jalen Hurts is Anthony Richardson. So you start to look at it and you start putting it together. But then when you hear again a couple days ago that they like him, Indianapolis Colts, and Will Levis and the Manning family signed off on it. Now you start saying, okay, they got a little bit of influence. What's going to happen? But clearly, Steichen won this one and influenced the owner and Jim Irsay to go in a different direction.
Yo, Key, this is where the internet messes people up. So, you know, I'm always Twitter fingers always on everything. Did you guys know that someone posted on Reddit, okay, earlier this week, that Will Levis was telling friends and family that Carolina was, in fact, going to take him on Thursday?
Yeah.
Right? So
the odds went from like 40
to 1. It went from 41 to 4 to 1.
4 to 1.
But you know, 4 to 1, Key. But just based off the speculation of some fan on Reddit.
Doesn't that sound and smell like a plant? Like someone in that camp? To me, it feels like if you want to wait, because what that does, if you're considering taking Will Levis, let's say in the second round, you think he's going to fall to you or something, and then it gets out there and there's some credibility to him going way up high, now it creates some urgency for the other buyers, right? And maybe it actually, whether or not he goes there, it forces his or pressures his draft stock to rise. That's why it feels that way to me, Key.
No,
that
but
feels
check this
like
out,
a
though,
PR
Max,
stunt.
No, if in fact it came out of this young man's mouth to whoever gave it to Reddit, I wouldn't. Okay, and the reason I say it that way is because NFL personnel people will tell kids, if you're there, we're going to take you all the time, but not the decision maker, right?
Right.
They and when it's not the decision maker, these young men, they don't know. They just know the dude got a logo on. Hey, this is the Carolina Panthers or this is the Atlanta Falcons, and he was a scout that I talked to at the combine, and he told me, hey, if you're sitting at nine, we're certainly going to get you. And this happens every single year. And when the guy get the ninth pick comes, and then they take Jay Will, you sit there and go, well, I thought they shit. Yeah, and they told me they're going to take me.
The hype
but
machine.
It's not the owner who told you. It's not the president, the general manager, or the head coach who told you. It's like the aerial scout who really likes you, who's fighting for you, who wants you.
Who thinks he's winning the argument internally,
but he's
right?
not winning the argument. Yeah. They like, man, go sit down somewhere.
Yeah.
And he's talking to the kid the whole time. This happens every single year, multiple times in every single round.
I mean, if you're Will Levis, you'll be okay. I mean, look, the greatest quarterback of all time went with the 199th pick, okay? So, like, there's perspective there. Meanwhile, the guy on Reddit, Key, has deleted his Reddit page. Like, it's just gone. But, like, that's the difference in how that stuff can muck up attention around the draft.
It's interesting that Will Levis's personality, and I do not know Will Levis. I've never met him.
He drinks mayonnaise and coffee. He puts mayonnaise in coffee.
His personality, disgusting. But his personality is such that it's mentioned on the actual broadcast that it could be a reason he's falling.
It could be.
I mean, I was taken by that. Like, wow.
Two weeks ago, we were talking, and you probably don't even remember it, when he was talking about how his arm is the strongest arm, and he's got the biggest arm. And when you get in those rooms sometimes, and you speak to these people, because what I do sometimes in the offseason, I've done it whether it was with Romeo Dobbs, or I try and give them little nuggets on how to interview in these situations when they're talking to them. Don't be cookie cutter and don't be a cornball. Be yourself, but it's a certain way and it's certain things that personnel people and owners, like I always tell you, they got a guy that sits in the corner, Max and Jay. Some of these teams, they got a guy who just sits in the corner. He got little glasses on. He got a little gray, a little dander on the side. And he just sits there with his arms and his legs crossed. He don't say a word. He just eyeballs you, That's the psychologist. He ain't saying nothing. He ain't saying nothing. It's a psych. He's just checking you out while the coaches are. And he just wants
to. He's labbing you.
He's labbing you. And when you leave, he tells me, that guy here, it's not the type of guy that I think we
need. I
didn't
like the way he picked his fingernails.
I didn't like the way he picked his fingernail. Jay, I'm not lying
to you. Oh, I know you are. I've heard stories about
this. That guy, he sits there with his little glasses. You don't even know who he is. You think he's just a little peon, but he's getting ready to help them make a decision on your future. And some of that information, they draft on. The Giants did it for years. The Giants did it for years on the psychological evaluation test that was a book this big.
This guy has nervous tendencies. He keeps bouncing his knee while he's waiting to talk.
Yeah, and there was a number of us that was famously
self-centered.
That famously Deion Sanders, myself, Carl Pickens, is a bunch of us that said, you know what, man, we're not taking a test because nothing's wrong with us. They said, we're going to take you off the board. We're taking you off our board. He said, go right ahead.
Deion Sanders.
I'm not
going to
be there.
Okay.
I'm not going to be there anyway. Take me off your board. So
These
sort of things go on behind these closed doors.
Will Levis said that? If you don't do this, we'll take you. Take me off the board. They're like, all right.
Go ahead.
I just felt bad from when I saw this. I saw it this morning on social media, his mom hugging him.
Yeah, the twisting and the turning in his couch.
Poor bastard. Oh, God, that's rough. Yeah. And Hendon Hooker is still sitting around for someone to pluck in the second round. I think Hendon Hooker's the best quarterback in the draft.
I do too. I do too. But ACL injury,
They want to – he comes at a discount now, basically.
Part of his giddy-up is his legs.
Lamar Jackson, speaking of legs and giddy-up, finally, I told you, Key, they were going to work this out and he'd be just fine.
Yeah.
What does this mean for the rest of the AFC? Lamar Jackson. I mean, this AFC right now with the quarterbacks, Lamar Jackson's got his deal. First, Jay has this from Sony Pictures.
The new movie, Big George Foreman, is based on the unbelievable true story of one of the greatest comebacks of all time. The film is a never-before-seen look into George Foreman's life inside and outside of the ring. From winning the Olympic gold medal and the heavyweight championship to retiring to then returning to the ring 10 years later, only to win the heavyweight championship again for a second time at the age of 45 years old. Early reactions are saying Big George Foreman is a 5-star film. You will enjoy every minute of this inspiring story. Big George Foreman, now playing exclusively in theaters. Get your tickets today. Rated PG-13.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Whoop. The Ravens and Lamar Jackson agree to a 5-year deal worth $185 million guaranteed dollars. Key, you thought from the beginning this would get worked out. I thought he wasn't going to play week one because I thought he'd wait for Burrow and Herbert.
Hey.
But you know what this deal tells me?
Hey.
This 5 years, 185, tells me that there's a very good chance, and it's very difficult to prove, that the owners are
colluding. You're going 5 year, 185, fully guaranteed, right?
That's right.
Max say, forget the 255.
Exactly.
I mean, he got the third highest guarantee out.
It's true, but look at what the owners are doing here. Deshaun signs for 230. Bisciotti comes out and says, no, right? This is bad. And since then, look at all the deals. The deals are sending a clear message. We're keeping y'all under 200 guaranteed. Forget about the 200 barrier.
Where did you come up with this head, Max?
How is that?
I'll tell you why.
That's not colluding. That's just business.
Well, except that there's a certain number that every owner seems to have in mind that they're not going to break. Look, Jalen Hurts under 180. The message that sends, you got to see the messages sent in negotiations and deals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me hear Max out.
The message that sends is really we know there are – and the reason it seems like they're working as a syndicate to me is it sends is that we know there are some other guys coming up. And, of course, you're going to get gradual increases of about $5 million, let's say, each. Three more deals. You start at 180 or just below. What you're saying is we'd like to end the last guy below 200. 200's the threshold. We're not crossing that right now. So Hurts, and now Lamar gets 185. Now, guess who's coming up? Three guys, actually.
Justin Herbert.
Herbert and Burrow. Let's say they're $5 million increments with each. 185, 190, 195. And then Patrick Mahomes reworks his deal at 199. Or maybe he gets to be the first guy who hits 200. But it seems to be coordinated to me. Seems to me. I can't prove it. I don't know. Maybe it's not. Seems to me.
So it's a conspiracy theory.
Kind of weak conspiracy theory. Yeah.
You like a coach who came up with a bad play that's been working on that same play for about 2 weeks and tried to.
A little bit.
It's
a little bit.
No, that's not. No, it's Look just that's what the market is right now. Patrick Mahomes is going to blow the market away. Patrick Mahomes is not coming at 199.
No, he's going over 200.
And he's going to be so far over 200, it'll be ridiculous.
If that happens, then I will stand down. I'll say, you know what, I was mistaken.
You're
Butkey, if he's at 199 or 200, what are you going to say?
No, he's not going to be at 199 or 200.
Or 201.
He's not going to be at 201. He's going to be at 250.
Fully guaranteed?
100%.
Okay.
He may even be, to be honest with you, so far. Yep. He may even be more than that, to be honest with you.
Ooh.
I mean, you're talking about once-in-a-lifetime generational quarterback that nobody has. This is like you're talking about Michael Jordan. You're talking about Steph Curry, LeBron James, as if you want to equate it to basketball.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not it's not even a conversation it be had, Max. Now, when you talk about this five-year, 185 guaranteed money in Lamar Jackson – he deserves every single penny of it.
Mm-hmm.
They recognize that they can't win without him. And I heard on the rejoin coming in that the young man or somebody said that other teams helped them keep Lamar because there was no bidding war for him. No, that's not true. Nobody was ever going to go after Lamar because all the Ravens were going to do is match it. That's the same thing I've been saying the entire time, Max. If somebody said, hey, we'll give up the two ones, and we'll give him $185 million of fully guaranteed. You know what the Ravens would have said? No, you're not, because we'll give him the $185.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but, Key, that works. Like, I want to play the Lamar Jackson sound because I read that very differently than you, what you just said. Same facts, but I have a different read. I'm sorry, Jay, did you want to?
No, go ahead.
Here's Lamar Jackson on his new deal.
You know, for the last few months, there's been a lot of he say, she say. A lot of nail biting, a lot of head scratching going on. But for the next 5 years, it's a lot of flop going on. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go, man. Can't wait to get there. Can't wait to be there. Can't wait to light up M&T for the next 5 years, man. Let's get it.
And then they draft Zay Flowers and they sign Odell and they already have Bateman, who hasn't really been healthy yet. Suddenly has a bunch of receivers.
Supposedly they're trying to go for D-Hop in the draft.
You know, it's a lot of, you know, the next 5 years, it's a lot of flock going on now. Yeah, you know what that is, right? It's the cash money.
So
y'all, all that hearsay, he say, she say, blah, 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 nail biting, running. In other words, let me break it down for you. All the people out there running their mouth that don't know about my business and telling me I need an agent and I'm doing this and I'm doing that.
Agent would have made
a difference. Me and the team, we don't have a relationship. This is what he's saying. Mm-hmm. I can break it down for you. And then at the end of the end, Jay, he says, for the next 5 years, it's going to be a lot of money spent on me.
So I want to get back to your previous point.
Go ahead there, Max.
And I've noticed not just you, but several people, many people in the media have framed it as no one's going to negotiate for the Ravens. Even that framing of that, I know how it works in sports. Like, people start a whisper campaign when they want something done, and they talk to different people. And everyone seems to be on the same message. No one wants to negotiate for the Ravens. That is intentionally misleading. If you don't make Lamar an offer, it's because you don't want to negotiate for Lamar. You're helping the Ravens by keeping the price down by not negotiating a contract with Lamar. Think about what you're saying, Key.
Wait.
So this goes back to your conspiracy.
Think about what you're saying. When you say the Ravens are just going to match it,
why are we still on this?
Any number they put in will be bid, makes the Ravens offer higher because they got to match it. If there's no number put in, the Ravens never have to match. That brings the market down. Now, the reason you would do that is because you want the next guy to get paid a little less, etc. That means there's some kind of coordination in my mind.
So why was Kyler Murray at 189?
It wasn't guaranteed. The guarantee was lower than 189. It was 160, something like that.
No, it's fully guaranteed, 189.5.
Not upon signing, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, what you mean?
So 189.
It's 189, man. He's the second highest guarantee.
Yes, it was. Look.
It's 189.5, man.
189.5. Lamar Jackson is the third.
What was it guaranteed for, though?
Because
I looked into this not long ago, and it turned out
your conspiracy theory.
No. I looked into this not long ago. It turned out the guarantee was not 189.
Coach, most guaranteed money.
Signing, but the guaranteed money overall is 189.5.
Most guaranteed money.
I have to see what it's guaranteed for. But anyway, it's still under 190.
Single contract NFL history. It's 190.
That's what I'm saying. It started off as 189, and then Jalen Hurts went 179. And then Lamar Jackson got over Jalen Hurts at 185.
That's still, they kept Kyler under 190, which still keeps everyone far away from 200. But I'm pretty sure that's not the full guarantee.
Please. I'm happy for
Lamar. I just debunked the conspiracy theory. I did it.
Lamar down in Miami, he looking at them yachts right
okay.
now.
Okay, Murray's contract is for 5 years, 230.5 with 160 fully guaranteed. Or with 1 million, 160 guaranteed, not 189.5. That's incorrect. It's 160. And I looked into this recently, so that's incorrect, and I was correct, as I said.
Now you're calling
so
out
So it all lines up, I'm telling
now
you.
You're calling out
I cannot. Let's move on.
Now that Lamar is signed, where does this put the Ravens in the AFC? Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will & Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Key, did you hear the sound coming in?
A lot of flock going on.
Keyshawn, J. Will & Max, ESPN Radio. By not having other offers, of course, Lamar's market was kept down, not up. By not negotiating, they were helping the Ravens and not helping Lamar, of course.
I don't believe that, but okay.
Okay. But at any rate, we looked into the guarantee for Kyler Murray. It was 160, as I said, guaranteed. Now the high mark up for the non-Deshaun Watson guarantees is 185 by Lamar. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens were in the zone yesterday. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. So, Key, you predicted that Lamar, they would work it out. Eventually, they have. Now they've drafted Zay Flowers, right? They got Bateman already, who never really had a chance to show what he could fully do. Maybe he's a one, right? He's like, is he a high-pitched one or a two? Or is he could he really be a one? We don't know yet, but he's a talented receiver, does a lot of things well.
Yeah.
And Odell. Is this the best receiving core that Lamar's ever had?
Yeah, for sure. Who else? The Hollywood Brown in that system didn't work. The interesting thing, and I was thinking about this when they took Zay Flowers, I was like, well, they could have just kept Hollywood Brown. But the problem is they were messing with Greg Roman's offense with Hollywood Brown on the team, and it didn't work. So they had to go out and get another speed demon that could be the jack of all trades and a master of none. And that's what they're going to get in Zay Flowers. Then you got, obviously, Odell Beckham, who – is coming back off injury, who's a veteran guy. You pair him with Bateman and put him in there with Duvernay and those guys if they can stay healthy. Now you got a nice group, right? And then in the later rounds, you go and you find you a guy that can go play. You go get you a guy in the fourth round or the fifth round that can actually play, that may be a little bit bigger so he can do some of the dirty work, play the big X receiver on the backside of things. And Lamar continues to evolve at the quarterback position. This is why the Ravens made the move in the offseason in bringing in an offensive coordinator that knows the passing game. And so Lamar can do what people think that he can't do, and they can finally see it with their blind eyes.
Well, so, Keith, tell me how you think Todd Monken's going to come in and change up this offense and make it more of a pass-heavy offense. Or how is he going to use the RPO game? Like, what is the balance going to be for a guy like Lamar for where he wants to go in his career?
Well, I know you look at college football, right, Jay? In college football, Max is a little bit different than the pros, clearly, right? You got grown men versus young men. Just look at Todd Monken at the University of Georgia, and look what he was able to do at Georgia. Look at how they won national championship. They pushed the ball down the field. The play-action pass game was a part of their repertoire, getting the ball out quick. So when you have a quarterback coach that understands the passing game and you have an offensive coordinator that understands the passing game, you can now pair him with a skill set like Lamar Jackson, and you can do all sorts of stuff. Greg Roman, and this isn't anything negative about Greg Roman, he just isn't as sophisticated in the passing game as a guy like Todd Monken. If you go back to Greg Roman's days in San Francisco when he had Colin Kaepernick, the biggest problem there was throwing the football. They didn't evolve the passing game. And when they tried, sometimes it didn't work. Kaepernick became a full-force runner, much like Lamar Jackson. So they never really gave him a true opportunity to do the things that he's capable of doing. The Ravens can only go so far running the football. They can run it, but you can only go so far. You've got to evolve. Not Lamar, the passing game has got to evolve and expand.
Well, I mean, it seems like it will now. Like, and the only question I have for Lamar, Key, this will happen like in baseball sometimes. You notice a prospect, or at least it used to, if he gets rushed through the minors and never really gets to develop because he's good enough to be in the majors right away, then he never really fully becomes what he could be because he never got to learn certain things on the way. When I look at Josh Allen, when I look at Jalen Hurts, it didn't have to happen that way for them, but they went to the right place. They had got the right internal stuff, obviously, right physical stuff. And then piece by piece, the organization surrounded them with the right stuff to aid in their development. And A.J. Brown, like, was the final finishing touch for the Eagles. And Jalen Hurts' development as a quarterback, I thought. Have they waited too long with Lamar to do that? Has he missed certain, like, critical developmental stages that Jalen Hurts and Josh Allen have gotten?
No, but you got to go back. If you're talking about Jalen Hurts, remember Jalen Hurts was the backup. They brought in A.J. Brown. That's all they brought in. Everybody else was already in. They drafted Devontae Smith. They didn't draft Devontae Smith for Jalen Hurts. They drafted Devontae Smith for Carson
Wentz. But he still benefited from it. He still benefited from the guys there.
And Lamar Jackson is going to benefit from Bateman when he gets healthy, and Duvernay if he can stay healthy, and OBJ if he can stay healthy, and then they just took Zay Flowers, and they're going to probably pick another receiver. He will benefit from that. Mark Andrews, he will benefit from all that.
But that's what I'm asking, Key. I agree.
No, they didn't wait. They didn't wait too late. Not at all.
Okay,
no.
So it's not like there's some critical learning phase where if you miss that, then it's not going to be the same.
He's young, man.
Yeah, he is very young.
And Key, just think, I mean, we talked about it before. Like,
and rich.
Somebody's going to be on the outside looking in the AFC, but just think about even just the AFC North and how loaded that is. Oh, now, God. With Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, and the awakening of Deshaun Watson, if that occurs this season.
You got to look at News the coaches.
News said the Dolphins,
too.
Jay.
But that's – I'm talking about the AFC North.
By the way, what can Kenny Pickett
Dolphins
be?
Out of things, Nuno.
He said it in my ear, not
Come
me.
On, Nuno. You know you want to come down to Miami and watch a Dolphin game. You're going to become a Tua fan,
The
too.
Top-rated quarterback in last year's draft is on Pittsburgh, right? Like, he was the first quarterback is on Pittsburgh, and, like, he was okay. He was at least like what Mac Jones was, right? Except he's more athletic. Let's see what happens. And Tomlin's got that guy.
He might be better than Mac Jones.
Right. That's what I'm saying. No, I'm saying as a rookie. As a rookie, he was at least what Mac Jones was, but more athletic. Now, let's see if he could take the next
step.
That division
is going to be, even when they had a mix of different quarterbacks in the division, it still was competitive. Even with Baker Mayfield in Cleveland, the division
coaching.
Was crazy. Right? It just was.
Mike Tomlin.
Can we talk about the Browns for a second? Exactly. Stefanski did that on a loaded team with Baker Mayfield. Deshaun Watson, we all knew, needed a little time to shake the rust. If he's Deshaun Watson again, and there's no reason he shouldn't be on the field, that's going to be a problem. Cleveland's going to be a problem.
Well, I think all those teams are going to be a problem because they all got a certain identity and a certain style. Pittsburgh is going to always look bleh. They're not. It's never sexy. They haven't been sexy since the 70s with Stallworth and those dudes. You know, that's just not their style. They're a grinded out type team.
So I mean, the AFC North, the AFC East, you're looking at the AFC West with Sean Payton. It's just
because it's one thing when you just have the quarterback. When you marry the quarterback and coach and you think highly of both, it's different. So, for example, why don't we believe in the Chargers even more? Because we like the quarterback, not sure
Brandon
about the coach.
Staley, yeah.
At least now they have an NFL-level, whatever you think of them, they have an NFL-level offensive coordinator there. But you look at everyone else, Cincinnati's already shown they could do it. Obviously, Kansas City – Buffalo, Miami, if Tua is healthy, the Ravens, and now they should be improved. You just mentioned the whole North.
The Jets,
Aaron Rodgers on the
Jets,
and he has Nathaniel Hackett there. It's what's happening
there.
The
Russell
crazy.
Wilson coming up
with
his redemption
they got
story.
Sean Payton for Russell Wilson. What's the biggest surprise of the draft? By the way, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens were in the zone yesterday. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone. AutoZone.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.